Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, time for the game of the week, late afternoon. This is the game that everybody will be watching. Kansas City and Buffalo. Get to that one coming up. Also, we've got Denver, Houston, Indy, Pittsburgh this segment as well. Coming up next segment, we'll go over Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, if you're able to watch Monday Night Football, because, hey, guess what? Monday Night Football's on ESPN. As of right now, I can't watch ESPN, so I don't know if I'm going to be watching Arizona and Dallas. That's fun. Boy, if we get to the point of Monday and we're here and we didn't get to see all this college football action, okay, people will be happy because they watch the NFL all day on Sunday, but you can't watch Monday Night Football. Oh, it's going to reach a new level. They're going to get a lot of cancellations over at YouTube, whether you want to believe it's their fault or not. But anyways, people are sick of hearing about that. Let's talk about the Chiefs and the Bills. This has been bouncing between 1.5 and 2 all week at the sportsbook of your choice. We talk about numbers using BetMGM for the most part. So it is KC minus 2. KC, a 2-point road favorite, total 52.5. Sam, I feel like we've been asking our guests a lot about this game. Every NFL guest we've had. What do you think about KC Buffalo? Patrick Everson coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk a lot about this huge tilt that we have. But we haven't talked a lot about it. We haven't talked much about our opinions on this. Where are you, Chiefs, Bills? Long term, I'm on the Chiefs. You're on the Bills. But what about this specific game on Sunday?
I would like Buffalo to be healthier defensively, if we're being honest. Ed Oliver not being a part of this game is not great. But if you stick to numbers and not perception, doesn't it feel like the Chiefs shouldn't be a 2-point favorite in Buffalo? I don't know. That's sort of where I'm at. And I did actually write a story about the game for Fox. And I asked, you know, in these big games, I lean on guys like Kenny White, who makes numbers on every game. And his NFL has been solid. He was on in the Detroit-Baltimore game. He was on the over, and that game just flew over the total. His final score, I like to hear it, 24-23 Buffalo is his prediction. So he makes the game Buffalo 2. He's got him basically neutral on a neutral field, like equal. So why are the Chiefs favored? Well, because they've won 4 of 5, and over that span, they're scoring 30 points per game. That's because their offense looks unbelievable. And the
I'm laughing because before I was on WGR in Buffalo, I thought it was quite amusing and also cute. And I did call him out on it on the air. So I was listening to the segment before I jumped on with Shope and the Bulldog. We talk about our buddies a bunch over at WGR sister station.
an Odyssey station. And because the Chiefs have three losses, they were actually sitting there talking themselves into the idea of the Chiefs not making the playoffs because of their second half schedule. I'm like, guys, what are you doing? That was cute. That was nice. That was, yeah, you, make you feel good on this Thursday afternoon thinking about the Chiefs not making the playoffs. They're making the playoffs, okay? That's why I was laughing.
The league needs them to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, look, if they don't throw that, if Mahomes doesn't throw that 99-yard pick six in Jacksonville, we'd be talking about KC on a five-game winning streak right now. And then you look at Buffalo, and it's, oh, well, they've lost two out of three. Allen had two picks against Atlanta. Allen had a pick and a lost fumble against the Patriots. Like, these teams, from a surface level, appear to be moving in different directions. But the one elixir in this entire matchup is that the Bills are 4-1 in the regular season against KC, including four straight wins in the regular season. The Chiefs just... I don't want to say they don't care, because obviously they care. But Buffalo just seems to dig deeper in these regular season meetings, where, conversely, the Chiefs are 4-0 in the playoffs against Buffalo. It's a wild head-to-head.
It is. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's the exact opposite. And then I think the reaction in Buffalo would be, oh, cool, we won. Yes, I love beating the Chiefs. I'm happy. Do it in January. Okay? Then I'll be happy. Like, I'm temporarily happy. That's good. We're not letting the Patriots take this division from us, because that's the other part. This is a big game for both of them. So maybe in previous years, it wasn't as big for the Chiefs to win and to get the division, because they win it every year. They win by margin every single year. They've got a battle on their hands. They're not in first place. They're fighting with the Broncos, fighting with the Chargers. So maybe we're going to see more as far as that goes, because of the 0-2 start that they did have. So it is a short week for Kansas City. You got to throw that in there. You're right about the injury report. It's also worth bringing up that the Bills' biggest weakness is their run defense. And some thought, okay, maybe Carolina can actually make it a game and cover because of the Bills' run defense. It's the one thing the Panthers do well with their two-headed monster they have. Nope. That was a 40-9 game. It was not even close at all, because you got Andy Dalton on the field. Pacheco did not practice yesterday. Now, they use a number of backs, but this guy almost got 60% of the snaps last week on Monday Night Football against Washington. So I do wonder about that. Are they going to be able to lean in that run on that run game? I don't know. Are they going to use the receivers as part of that run game? They do that from time to time. I'm not so sure. I hear your point about KC minus two. Like, okay, what if this game's at Arrowhead? We're really saying that there's that sort of a separation between these two teams, and that might be the best home field in the NFL, Arrowhead. So how far are we going to go? I mean, these are still really close teams, and they meet in the playoffs. We know it's going to be a close number. Man, if they do meet, who's going to have home field too? Sitting here, the Bills with two losses, the Chiefs with three. Like, that's going to be big moving forward. The Chiefs are the best team in football over the last 5 weeks. They are. I'm on the Chiefs at minus 1.5. I think they're going to get that regular season win. And the part we consistently overlook is the defense, because it's vintage Mahomes now. And maybe we didn't see that on a consistent basis in the regular season over the last couple of years. The Chiefs defense has been terrific. They're top 10 EPA per play. They're top 3 EPA per pass. James Cook was awesome last week. Josh Allen didn't have to do much. He's going to have to do everything if they want to win this game.
I also want to remind people that last year, when these two teams played in Buffalo, mostly the same cast for the most part, Buffalo was a 2.5-point favorite. Now the Chiefs are a 2-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. from a number standpoint, it's a weird game. I lean to Buffalo. I have not bet it yet, though. Have not bet it.
In the end, like with this sort of a number, it's probably just going to be the winner, right? Most likely.
I don't
under
think,
three.
I have a text from John Murray that says, NFL games don't land one. But okay. Please don't land one. Like the worst result here is Chiefs by one.
So he said that in the past and it landed one. Has he not?
I know. He's being sarcastic.
Okay. He's making fun of himself. Okay.
Yeah. He always tells Kelly games, the NFL games don't land one. And then when they do, she's like, John Murray, you said they don't land one. And then he's like, whoa, stop yelling. But a final score of 24-23 KC would be the worst for the books. Not that we care about the books losing, but all the Chief money line bets will win, and then all the Bills 2.5 bets win. A 1-point Chiefs win is a disaster in this game.
Speaking of very close point spreads, Houston -1.5 against Denver. Two great defenses going at it. That is why we have a total sub 40 in a week with so many games into the 50s. This one is in the upper 30s, 39 and a hook. Denver at Houston. I have landed on a side. It's not a game that we've talked a lot about this week. I have landed on a side in this one. Do you have a side or total play?
No, I look at the total and think, whew, that's low. I feel like they can get over 40, especially with Surtain out. He's out, right?
Yep, he's out. He's probably out a month. At least.
Eileen, you can get a 39.5. I understand Houston's offense has been a little wishy-washy, but man, 40 is so low with the quarterbacks in this game. I lean over, I do. I didn't bet it though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So, last week with Houston, the eye-popping number for me was they had 475 yards. This is a very inconsistent offense. And I think that was more about the defense. It's not saying the Texans are an awesome offense. It's more about how bad things are going to be in the world of the Niners with all of those injuries that they have on defense. So I figured that's what that was about. It's still impressive, 475. And Stroud was great without Nico Collins, without Christian Kirk. Those two have been practicing in full this week. Okay, so wide receiver one, wide receiver two, they're coming back for Houston. They're at home. Strong defenses on both sides. But when you have two elite defenses, you probably are going to give the edge to the one that's at home, being the Texans. You mentioned the Surtain injury. So now you got Nico Collins coming back. You have Surtain out on the other side. A lot of those numbers for the Broncos defense, okay, you've got to push back a little bit now because Surtain is going to be missing. Bo Nix. Bo Nix going on the road as an underdog. That is not when I want to back Bo Nix. Road, underdog, a couple of strikes. But worth pointing out, this team is red hot. They are averaging 15 points per quarter in the last five quarters. Remember the comeback a couple weeks ago at the very end? And then, of course, last week, they lit up the scoreboard against an awful Cowboys defense. This is anything but the Cowboys defense. Sam, I'm on Houston, -1.5. A short favorite. What can go wrong again?
I actually, in my five, I have Texans in there.
Do you? Okay.
I have three favorites again this week. I'm like, you know, maybe I should just start picking like the public in the NFL.
This is scary. It's very worrisome.
No. At the same time, like, whatever. It is what it is. You know what else I have in my pick five? Colts, -3.
What are we missing?
What have we seen? I don't know. The only way Pittsburgh's going to win is if they win the turnover battle, like they did against the Patriots. Remember when New England turned the ball over five times? Twice in the end zone? Not the red zone, the end zone. Two turnovers in the end zone, and they still almost lost that game. I like the Colts' defense. Their offensive line is exceptional. You can't stop the run. And when you can't stop the run, you can't stop anything. What are we missing on Colts -3?
I don't know. Okay, well, first off, this is going to be 3.5, it looks like. Some books have already gone to 3.5. If you wait until Sunday morning, it's probably going to be at 3.5. Just a warning. The Steelers' defense has allowed more than 30 points. Not once, not twice, not three times, four times, including Sunday night to the Packers, Cincinnati, Seattle, New York Jets, week 1. Scored 32 points on this Steelers defense. Yes, they are healthier than they were early on in the season, but did that change things for Jordan Love and Tucker Kraft and what they were able to do? Enter a rookie tight end that's having a pretty damn good season. And so now we question the Steelers defense going up against an offense that's as good as anyone. Number one in both EPA per play and success rate in the league. Them going on the road, I'm not scared. Are Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones both going to have a bad game? Because that's probably what it would take. It feels like this is one of these situations where the books are never going to overreact and move the look ahead and adjust everything way too far. But that might hurt them in this one. I also like Colts -3. We talked about four favorites that we like.
So what? The look ahead was 1.5, by the way. So they did double it. Yeah. From 1.5 to 3, vintage Rodgers potentially, or the Steelers just getting a bunch of turnovers. Like, those are the ways where the Steelers win. It's not, you can't sit here and say there's no way the Colts lose a 3-point line.
Sure.
But I'm not betting the Steelers. Their defense stinks.
And if Tomlin's doing field goals all game, like he was on Sunday night with Boswell, this is not a field goal game, Tomlin. You need touchdowns if you're going to take down the Colts. I know it's crazy to say from where we started, but that's where we're at right now with the state of this team and in this league. Joe O, Sammy P, more Bet Sweats coming up. Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.